Hello, it's me again. On to your boy names. I love your boy names very much. James Thorin. Okay, I know I said I love your boy names very much, and I do, but I will have to express, I can't get behind James. The sound of it, I see it, it's perfect. But I swear every other boy I meet is James. Every single person I encounter has a brother named James. Every teacher has a son named James. So it just seems it's everywhere. I know more Jameses than I know, like, Isabellas and Roses combined, and that's, 20. I'm so sorry. It's lovely. And Jem, 10 out of 10. Perfect score. I'm just... Thorin, however, big fan. Thorin was my parents' boy name, so there was, a 50-50 shot that I would be a Thorin. I like Thorin. I like the Tolkieniness. I like the Norseness. Big fan. Really good. I don't know whether to say it pairs well with James, because James just seems so devoid of vibe to me, but sure, it pairs well with James, and it's a magical combo. I mean, well, a magical name. I sound so mean. I'm so sorry. Wolf Helios. Wolf is cool. I'm partial to wolf with an E as a name, because it looks quite namey, and if you add an E to the end of any word, any name, it just becomes immediately more aesthetically pleasing. But wolf, just wolf, it's scrappy, it's bare, it's stark, but I do appreciate it, and I think it goes really well with Helios, which I am a big fan of. Really like it. Sunny, but not sweet, really good name, yes. Wolf Helios is a really good combo. Knight Evander. I like this a lot. I like knight. I think it's a very cool word name. Evander, maybe my least favourite of the Ander names, but that's a very, very high bar. Knight Evander. One complaint sounds a little bit like you're wishing a boy named Evander good night. However, the vibe, immaculate. Zephyr Valerian. There is definitely a problem with sayability there, with flow, because the F and then the V, it's just a bit of a lot. However, I appreciate Zephyr a lot, and Valerian is very cool. It's kind of sci-fi, the whole combo. I'm more of a fantasy girl myself. However, I do appreciate it. It's very strong. It's very cool. Not really for me. Silver Andreas. Not really for me. I'm so sorry. This combo just isn't really vibing with me. Andreas, I think of the San Andreas Fault for some reason, despite being English and having no interest in geology. I'm sorry, it's just not really there for me. Hector Peregrine, however. I'm a classics nerd. I've read the Iliad 3 times. I'm a fan of Hector as a name. I think it's very funky. I think it's very cool. Peregrine is very cool. I like that it's naturey, but it also has a history as kind of a... It's a saint. He was a saint. It's got a classy... I don't want to say upper class, being upper class is inherently a good thing. It just has that sort of vibe. The combo is really well matched. I think it's a really good thing. Simon Vivaldi. Simon isn't personally one for me. However, I very much appreciate why others like it. I just finished Bridgerton, so... That's definitely another positive. And Vivaldi, wonderful composer, never seen his name used, or his surname used as a name before, but I like it. Simon Vivaldi is very funky, very elaborate and light, maybe because I listen to Vivaldi's Spring more than any of the others. I really like it. It's kind of what Vivian is missing for me, maybe. Lucien Fortinbras. Big fan.